We know that communication disabilities can mask a person's capacity to make decisions and that it's impossible to determine what a person understands or thinks if they have no reliable way of communicating. We believe that a person who has communication needs must have the supports that they require prior to determining their capacity, as well as throughout the process of choice and decision making. We know that communication supports differ in type and amount, depending on the person's needs as well as the context. That people may need support to make one decision and not another decision. And depending on their communication needs, they may want people to interact with them in specific ways so that they can participate. Or they may require assistance from someone who knows how they communicate. They may need a specific communication tool or aid to express what they want to convey, or they may need assistance to actually make a decision. People may need one or more of these supports and to varying degrees. We also believe that professional speech-language pathology services or augmentative communication services may be required in critical situations, such as medical assistance in dying, disclosing abuse or crimes to police, giving testimony in court. And we'll be going into all of these principles in much more detail throughout the webinars.